Back on Bears Blitz, powered by Xfinity. It's Thursday. That means the senior writer from ChicagoBears.com, Larry Mayer, in the house to join. Larry, how is your confidence right now?
Just that's very high.
That seemed to be the
catchword. That is the buzzword today. Yeah. Absolutely.
And he is never more confident than when he's on set here with Jigs and I. But building off of that, I think that just kind of dovetails into what was kind of the theme today in terms of confidence and getting going out of the gate. Who knows, you know, how Bears fans are going to react when player introductions happen on Soldier Field. It could inspire them, but whatever it happens, it has to start a whole lot better than it has during these last three games, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We're on the same page because I was going to bring up the same thing about the crowd. It's paramount that the Bears get off to a good start because of the confidence factor and also the crowd support. Confidence factor, it's almost going to be to the point if things start going bad, they're going to say, here we go again. You need to build on success. Today, Aaron Cromer, the offensive coordinator, says success breeds success. Failure also breeds failure, so you have to start positively. And we obviously know that that's been a huge problem in the last several weeks. The Bears have been outscored. Think about this. The last three games, the Bears have lost by a combined 82 points.
Oh, we know.
And not for that part. And they've outscored their opponent in the second half all three games, which means the first halves have been miserable. They've been outscored 94-7. That has to change immediately. And again, like you mentioned before, while I was standing, waiting in the wings, watching you guys do your magic, they have to come out of the gate strong, maybe a no huddle, maybe a surprise onside kick. Who knows? One thing I'd like to see, stay in the end zone when the kickoff goes there. Take the ball at the 20.
There's a thought.
Yeah, that's a lot of people around the NFL rethinking that whole thing right about now. Hey, you know, I heard Mark Trestman talk on Monday about, you know, how they were going to go back and look at some of the tapes of the successful games. Because you said you build on success. Talking about the Atlanta game and a couple of others. And trying to rediscover what it was that made that magic for them. Did he say anything further about that?
Yes, you know, Jay Cutler did.
Yes, he did. Mark Trestman did, too. And really, it's not a secret formula. It comes down to turnover margin. When you look at the number one key ingredient to what was the same common theme to those victories, it was protecting the ball and forcing turnovers, something that they haven't done in the losses. It's hard to do it, though, when you think about it. You know, what does it mean, protecting the ball? Are you still going to be able to take chances and be aggressive? So it's all about forcing turnovers. So the Bears have not been forcing turnovers at all the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, that was kind of the theme when the guys started talking about it. They said, you know, after looking at those three winning games, we are the same team out there. It's just a matter of finding a way to execute it a little bit better. And, you know, this Minnesota defensive line is one line that they're really going to have to execute well against because, you know, the only team rated below from a yardage standpoint defensively last year was the Minnesota Vikings. Now Mike Zimmer has come in, and he is known as a fixer. The guy from Lockport grew up a Bears fan, and he's made some changes along the defensive line. Front seven, actually, a tweak here and there along their defensive backfield, but he has that Vikings defense now ranked ninth in the league, 16th against the rush, and 14th in points per game, allowing just 22.1. That's about 9 or 10 points below they did a year ago. Very impressive, quick turnaround with what they've done.
You could see some of the development a couple years ago, and both of us know and love Leslie Frazier, so really nothing against him. But it's an entirely different defense with Mike Zimmer, who came from the Cincinnati Bengals and employed his scheme there now, and they have a great pass rush. Jay Cutler talked about it today, that the key on Sunday is going to be get the ball out of his hands quickly. So you're not going to see him standing back there in the pocket, scanning the defense, looking for his second and third options. The Bears need to throw the ball, get it out of the pocket quickly. They have a guy up there named Everson Griffin, who's, I think, fifth in the NFL in sacks with 9. This guy's unstoppable. Brian Robeson, if you remember correctly, returned the Jared Allen forced fumble last year against the Bears at Soldier Field for a touchdown. He's a good player. And they have a rookie linebacker named Anthony Barr, who's a blitzer. He's also a force to be reckoned with. They do have a good defense, and in the back they have Harrison Smith, the old Notre Dame safety. So really at each level they have talented players. It's up for the Bears, like I said, to get the ball out of Cutler's hands, make quick decisions, get the ball in their playmakers' hands. Alshon Jeffery's a guy I'd like to see that have more opportunities than he's had the last couple weeks.
You know, the other guy who, and again, this is a mystery man, because as we look back on him, we lost him right before the season began, and that's Marquise Wilson. Everybody's looking at him and going, how much of a difference can this guy make if indeed he's ready to come back? I have a feeling he's ready to come back.
He absolutely is, but that kind of remains to be seen because I think this is a guy that's been out since August 4th. He only returned last week to practice. So I think they're going to have to ease him back into the lineup. I don't expect him to go out there and make a huge impact. Although
he won't be targeted 20 times.
I don't think so, but he's going to obviously be, he's going to bring something to the offense they don't have, and that's a guy that can run down the field deep, maybe stretch the defense a little bit. And he's a talented guy. I mean, last
on mine, though, I hate to cut you off, but yeah. I know we only have you for a couple of minutes. Santonio Holmes, what happened there? How come it didn't work? You talk about a guy that can stretch the field a little bit. He's a guy that can do that.
Well, it was interesting to me because Aaron Cromer talked about him today and said, you know, we only brought him in as a punt returner and as a reserve wide receiver. We got everything out of him we expected, and we're expecting also to get more out of Marquise Wilson. The interesting thing to me was basically they played Joshua Morgan ahead of him as well.
Right.
So perhaps he's at the end of the line. I don't know. I know it wasn't a problem in the locker room or anything like that. I've seen some speculation like that. He was a model citizen, a model teammate. He didn't cause any stir or anything like that. I think they just felt like they have to activate Marquise Wilson because he's still on the injured reserve list, and they needed to make a roster spot, and they just figured that was the logical move.
And we saw Chris Williams take a couple of punts on Sunday in Green Bay. Is that the plan moving forward, to have him have a dual role in the return game?
He'll definitely get the first opportunity. I know at practice they've been working with different guys in the punt return game. Chris will get the first opportunity. Let's hope he gets plenty of opportunities on Sunday to return punts.
Rather than
not kickoffs. Right.
Yeah, you know what?
Green Bay here, you can see, was gassed because I think this is the 10th kickoff return of the game.
Yeah, exactly. And when you talk about success offensively, I don't think you can say that word without mentioning the words run game with Chicago Bears offense. How do they make sure that they stay on focus and on schedule with the run game?
Not by giving up a touchdown every possession was one thing, because I know that that's been a major point of focus the last couple of weeks. The Bears go into every game wanting to be more balanced on offense. It's tough to be balanced when you're down 21-0 and everybody knows you're going to have to throw the ball, though. So, you know, you could stick with the run, but when you get down big, it's not going to be happening. So the key is keeping the game close, having the defense play better. The last two games, the opposing team has had 12 possessions in the first half, 10 touchdowns, one field goal. The only time the Bears stopped them was when Green Bay fumbled into the end zone. Mm-hmm. Defense has to come up much bigger than that, obviously.
Going up against future Hall of Fame quarterbacks in Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, this kid Teddy Bridgewater has shown incremental improvement over the first couple of weeks. But time for the Bears with a zone read type of quarterback that they've seen several times this year to figure that out this time and get back on track. Larry, thanks very much. We'll see you out at Warm and Cozy Soldier Field.
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll have better news to talk about next Thursday.
Indeed. I think we're about ready to
talk about that. You're going to be on the corner with your mayor's hat on?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll be there.
His big Bears helmet.
Bears.
Larry Mayer, senior writer, ChicagoBears.com, here on Bears Blitz.